This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Coast to coast and across the world, this is Black, White and Rainbow. Your host, Andy Kay. Coming up on this show...
Which way? Tonight you'll hear mostly Indigenous music as well as an Indigenous act from another country. And as a special treat, this show will start with guest presenter Emma Donovan.
D-E-A-D-L-Y. Deadly.
I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Our first song for tonight was Deadly by Emma Donovan. Emma, along with the Putbacks, are playing at the Derebin Arts Centre and Entertainment Centre next month. Emma is in the studio, so welcome, Emma Donovan.
Hello, how are you?
Now, you recorded that first song, Deadly, 6 years ago as a solo side project. Tell us a little bit about that project.
Oh, I was really happy to be asked to come on board with the mob from DOCS, which is, you know, the Department of Children's Services mob, and they're putting out a really cool, you know, information for blackfellas to use local community facilities for childcare. And the way that they wanted to reach some of the mob was through music, so they asked us to write some kids' songs, which was a start for me because I never really written kids' songs, and I teamed up with brother Brendan Gallagher from Karma County, who we both kind of got put together to do the work. And it's been really cool because, you know, there's a lot of the slang, like the words deadly, and down the track I ended up, you know, writing more songs, and I've got a bunch of kids' songs now. I just need to bloody record them. And I've got a bunch of language songs for kids, you know, to learn about all the things we need to learn about as young fellas, and I just think it's important to write them songs because our mob, you know, young fellas are learning, and I never had any songs when I was young listening to that, you know, taught me about my language or taught me about, you know, things like going to school or anything like that. Hopefully down the track I can do more kids' songs, yeah.
So the word deadly, a lot of people don't understand what deadly means. They hear it. I think Kevin Crepinieri, he's explained the confusion with the word, and his elders said to him, look out for that snake, it's deadly. So it's kind of confusing because deadly means really good or excellent.
Yeah.
So you recorded that 6 years ago. Now, your career started way before that. When did you actually start performing and recording?
I started, my first actual album that I recorded was with a band called The Stiff Gins. And I met the girls when I was working at, when I was studying and left school. I went to school at down on the coast in Warilla, South Coast. But then my mum sent me back to Sydney because I wanted to do this course at the Aura Centre in Redfield. And I teamed up there with Nadi Simpson and Kalina Briggs, and we were fresh out of high school, I think, and we formed a band called Stiff Gins, and it was a trio band, now it's a duo, so Nadi and Kalina still perform under Stiff Gins, and it's beautiful because I get to hear a lot of the music, you know, still flowing. And but my first album I did was with them, and we all co-wrote together, and we recorded a 12 track, and we did an EP together as well, and it was the first time I'd written stuff, you know, because the songs I was singing before I sang, you know, with the Stiff Gins, it was, you know, it was pretty much just country from then. I started singing a lot of country music with all the family, and there were a lot of Loretta Lynn songs and Tammy Wynette songs, all the stuff you grow up on. And so when I met the girls and I was studying, I actually pushed myself to write music.
You were also a member of the Black Arm Band. Mm. How long were you with them, and what are some of your memories of that time?
It's been since 2006 that I started performing with that company. And I'm really proud in the last couple of months because I've stepped into a really cool position with the company. I think I've learnt a lot in being in the Black Arm Band with people like Aunty Lou Bennett from Titters and Uncle Archie Roach and Aunty Ruby Hannah on the road. I was the baby, you know, for a long time, and I picked up a lot of skills and, you know, kind of ways to kind of, you know, be on stage and perform, and people have come and gone too, and it's a kind of company that needs to continue and be there for our mob, you know. I've actually stepped in as the artistic director now, and it's only been in the last 4 months it's a new role for me. I can start bringing my own artistic kind of thing to it. It's made me a real proud Aboriginal artist, you know, to get out there and know that you're not alone, that there are other Aboriginal artists there that feel so that way, you know, about putting our music out and being just proud.
Now, Emma, we're going to go to a song now. We're talking with Emma Donovan, who, along with the Putbacks, are touring here next month. You're listening to Black, White and Rainbow with Andy Kay on Joy 94.9. Emma, would you like to introduce this next song?
Oh, this is a beautiful song. I heard this song when I was really young. It's the beautiful Uncle Dave Arden with Uncle Archie Roach. Very special song. This song is called So Young.
And we've had a message in from Ian. Ian says, fab interview and music, very inspiring. Ian from Manitoba. If you want to get in touch, SMS 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. You're listening to Black, White and Rainbow with Andy Kay on Joy 94.9. In the studio is Emma Donovan, who along with the Putbacks are touring here next month. Emma, you were also involved with a group called the Stiff Gins. We already spoke about that. Can you tell us a little about the dynamics of working with a trio?
You know, my grandmother, bless her, she used to listen to all of us, and the most important thing she said when you sing is to make sure that you listen. You know, the biggest thing was for me to listen. It doesn't matter how big or small or dynamic your voice is. If you're going to sing as a duet or a trio or even an ensemble, that approach of listening is, you know, probably the biggest skill you can probably have. And that's a really hard thing to do when you want to sing out on yourself, by yourself, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so what are some of your favourite live performances that you've appeared in?
I proudly would like to say that in the times that I went on tour with the Black Armband when we first started doing Murrinduck, I just couldn't get over rehearsals and being on the same stage with people like Annie Ruby, people that I looked up to, and I just went, wow, they were the voices for me. They were the images, and they were the people that I just wanted to be like, you know, and wanted to, that kind of pushed me and went, oh, if they can do it, hopefully I can record one day or have a CD or sing to a crowd. Or I'll never forget the first time I met George Braronga, which is the lead singer of Rumpy Band. He was in the Black Armband. And, man, I heard some pretty big yarns, really powerful yarns, you know, about that, you know, integrity of Indigenous mob and how important that is for our, probably have to say, touring, on and off stage with the Black Armband has been most of my highlight for my career, yeah.
Yeah, so you mentioned the Wurrumpi Band. They're going to come up very soon, right after this. You've also appeared on TV. You've appeared in an ABC series called Dynasties and also on the SBS in a documentary called
Goombanga Lady.
Goombanga Lady.
It's funny when I see the documentaries because they're such a long time ago. But, I don't consider myself much of an actor. I'm a strong singer. But I'm lucky enough being a part of some beautiful documentaries and people, you know, documenting and, you know, kind of wanting to get that whole story because it's not just me that sings. It's a full family thing, you know, like my grandparents sang and like my mum and all her brothers sang and, more importantly, all the young fellas singing now. When you played that track, Deadly, I was having a laugh because they're my nieces on there. They're my brother's kids. And it's like, you know, you got to answer to them now because it's like, Auntie Emma, that's a few of the kids. It's like, when are we singing with you, you know? So it's like there's still more to come.
More to come. You're with Andy Kay and Emma Donovan. Emma, you're touring here next month with the Putbacks. Can you tell a little about when you started with them and what it's been like?
Yeah, my first time I come across some of the members of the Putbacks, like they've been working in Melbourne for years, you know. They were part of the reason why I moved down this way. I'm a Sydney, you know, mid-north coast woman, and I used to come to Melbourne all the time for the start of Black Armband gigs, you know. So I met a lot of the band in the Black Armband and the drummer and the bass player, they were right into funk. So they already had this band called the Putbacks for years. And every time one of my tracks used to come up in Murrinduck called Lullaby, it kind of was a bit of a funk feel. And, you know, we'd always look at each other and, you know, kind of vibe off each other. And they'd be like, Emma, that's a bit funky. You know, especially alongside a lot of songs like, you know, the reggae ones of Uncle Bart Willoughby and all the rock songs like Solid Rock with Uncle Shane Howard and, you know, all the ballads and stuff like, and country, you know. So they were like grooving to my one of my songs, which was a funky song, and then the conversation started. We were doing remote touring, you know, up in NT, and this was like probably 2 or 3 years down the track, and we were all good friends, you know. We just like another family. The Black Arm Band became all the white fellas and black fellas in the band, you know. And so the drummer and then the bass player, they're like, "Ems, when are you coming to Melbourne?" I'm like, "What for?" And they reckon, "You got to come down and play with our band, Ems," you know. And I'm like, "Okay." So they sent me lots of playlists and they sent me all their tracks and albums, and the love was just growing from there, and it still is, you know. I ended up moving here about 4 years ago now. I just wanted to collaborate, and that's exactly what it is. It's a beautiful collaboration, this album that we've released nearly 2 years ago. We're headed in the studio again to do another album together, and most of all our music is through Hope Street Recordings, which is a little independent label down this way in Brunswick.
So how can we find out more about Emma Donovan?
Got a good website. we've been doing a few really cool gigs around Melbourne and Victoria. This really cool, beautiful gig that's coming up at the Darabin Arts Centre. That's a bit of a local one for us because we're all from Reservoir and Preston that way. So I feel like we're just going to be down the road. So and we've done some residency. We just finished doing a residency down at the Gasso as well. So we get around on the Melbourne circuit, you know. There's some gigs that we do here, but yeah, like if you want to know a little bit more about us, like I said, all our recordings are through Hope Street Recordings, and them guys at Hope Street do a lot of vinyl as well. So they've introduced me to the whole vinyl world, and bloody hell, I had to buy a record player, didn't I, when I first released the album. I was asking my mum for my grandmother's one. She's like, where the hell am I going to find? Anyway, so we've got some really cool recordings, and one thing we put out through Hope Street besides the album, and with our new album to come, is we did a special EP recording where we invited, you know, the beautiful Uncle Archie Roach to come and sing Down City Streets, and we did a version of Honey Rube's song, and then we did a version of Warumpi Band's Black Follow White Follow, and we invited like Tim Rogers and Joel Listicks to be part of that, and that was all in support for the mob over in the Kimberleys, for SOS Black Australia Mob. If you want to know a little bit more about that, then get to Hope Street Recordings. They've got a beautiful website,
and you can also go to your favourite search engine and just type in Emma Donovan and that'll come up, and or
if I don't come up, Casey Donovan will come up, but we're family. Same mob.
Okay, so finally, so you're touring next month at the Darabin Arts and Entertainment Centre. Yeah. How can people get tickets?
They can go to the Darabin Arts Centre and get tickets online. If you also look online on our websites, the Putbacks website and my website, which is emmadonovan.com, you'll see a link to the tickets. And also, you know, don't forget to like Facebook pages, our music pages, because probably see some links there too to get some tickets.
Okay, so Emma Donovan, thank you very much for coming in and joining us. We'll post a link on our Joy website, joy.org.au/blackwhiteandrainbow, or find us on Facebook. We'll go to a song now. This is Emma Donovan and the Putbacks with What's Your Favourite Song from the Dawn album?
I'd love you to play My Goodness.
My Goodness. So this is My Goodness by Emma Donovan and the Putbacks.
Thank you.
And that was Emma Donovan and the Putbacks with My Goodness. You're listening to Black, White and Rainbow with Andy Kay on Joy 94.9. This next segment is all about an Indigenous act from another country. This week we're going to Cape Verde. It's a group of islands off the northwest coast of Africa. The population is just over 500,000 and the official language is Portuguese. They gained independence from Portugal peacefully in 1975. The Portuguese influence shines through on this next artist's music. Cesario Evora was born in Cape Verde in 1941 and passed away in 2011. She was affectionately known as the Barefoot Diva because she often performed without shoes. She had several albums spanning decades, and this next song is from the Cabo Verde album. This is Cesario Evora with Regresso. You're listening to Black, White and Rainbow with Andy Kay on Joy 94.9. This show has a podcast thanks to Margaret, our podcaster. Simply visit joy.org.au/podcast. We've come to the end of another show. Thanks to Emma Donovan for coming in and having a chat. This has been Andy Kay. You can find out more by going to joy.org.au/black, white and rainbow, or check us out on Facebook. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.